Revelation chapter 2. To the angel of the church of Ephesus write, These things says he who holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know your works, and your labor, and your patience, and how you cannot bear those who are evil. And you have tried those who say they are apostles, and are not, and have found them to be liars, and have borne, and have patience, and for my name's sake have labored, and have not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against you because you have left your first love. Remember therefore from where you have fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come to you quickly, and will remove your candlestick out of its place unless you repent. But this you do have, that you hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes I will give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. And to the angel of the church in Smyrna write, These things says the first and the last, who was dead and is alive. I know your works and tribulation and poverty, but you are rich, and I know the blasphemy of those who say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Do not be afraid of those things which you will suffer. Look, the devil will cast some of you into prison, that you may be tried, and you will have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful to death, and I will give you a crown of life. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He who overcomes will not be hurt by the second death. And to the angel of the church in Pergamos write, These things says he who has the sharp sword with two edges. I know your works and where you live, even where Satan's seat is, and you hold fast my name and have not denied my faith, even in those days in which Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was killed among you, where Satan lives. But I have a few things against you, because you have there those who hold the teaching of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed to idols, and to commit fornication, sex outside of marriage. So you have also those who hold the teaching of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate. Repent, or else I will come to you quickly, and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes I will give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and on the stone a new name written, which no man knows except him who receives it. And to the angel of the church in Thyatira write, These things says the Son of God, who has his eyes like a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass. I know your works, and charity, and service, and faith, and your patience, and your works, and the last are more than the first. Nevertheless, I have a few things against you because you allow that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication, sex outside of marriage, and to eat things sacrificed to idols. And I gave her time to repent of fornication, but she did not repent. Look, I will cast her into a bed, and those who commit adultery with her into great tribulation, unless they repent of their deeds. And I will kill her children with death. And all the churches will know that I am he who searches the hearts and minds, and I will give to every one of you according to your works. But to you I say, and to the rest in Thyatira, as many as do not have this teaching, and who have not known the depths of Satan, as they call it, I will put upon you no other burden, but that which you have already hold fast until I come. And he who overcomes and keeps my works to the end, to him I will give power over the nations. And he will rule them with a rod of iron, as the vessels of a potter they will be broken to pieces, even as I received of my Father. And I will give him the morning star. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.